looked into the possibility of getting a dedicated video conferencing system into your school, you'll know how incredibly expensive the higher end platforms can be. Perhaps not within the budget of a standard school. That's not always absolutely necessary, depending on what you want to be able to achieve, though. If you want to hook up with perhaps a school in a country where you're studying their language, and you want to be able to talk with some native speakers, or you want to just link up with another school and be able to talk to another class, it might be somewhere else in your country, it could be somewhere else around the world. Skype's a possibility. You could certainly use Skype, but in some school contexts, Skype is blocked. It's filtered out by the web filtering system, or those ports aren't open. Well, another possibility you might want to try, and from another advantageous reason, is Meetingle. That's meeting with an L on the end. Meetingle is a video conferencing application. So the only thing that you get is the capability to be able to share your microphone and or a camera. So if you've got a webcam attached, you can hook up a picture of yourself or your class and up to seven other people, a total of eight in a single meeting room. You don't get any additional features like chat and a whiteboard or an interactive space or the capability to share files. This is purely about talking. It's purely about communicating with people with whom you can't be in the same physical room at the same time. The delight of Meetingle is that you don't have to have an account. It's you just visit the site and then open up a room. What that does is provide you with a unique URL that you can share with the other people that you want to also join the room. You have to be careful, of course. This is not the kind of thing that you'd want to be doing necessarily unsupervised. But if you need facility to be able to talk with people around the world, then Meetingle might just offer you that opportunity.